Titus chapter 2. But you, speak the things which are fitting to the healthy teaching. Exhort older men to be temperate, grave, of a sober mind, healthy in faith, in love, in endurance. Older women likewise to be in demeanor as befits those who engage in sacred things, not slanderers, nor enslaved by much wine, teachers of what is good, that they may train the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be of a sober mind, pure, workers at home, good, subject to their own husbands, that the word of God would not be blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be of a sober mind, concerning all things presenting yourself as a pattern of good works, in your teaching showing incorruption, gravity, healthy speech that cannot be condemned, that he who opposes may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Exhort slaves to be subject to their own masters in all things, to be well-pleasing, not contradicting, not pilfering, but showing all good faithfulness, that they may adorn the teachings of our Savior God in all things. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, awaiting the blessed hope, even the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify to himself a particular people as his unique possession, zealous of good works. These things speak, and exhort and convict with all authority. Let no one despise you.